back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with the woman he loves and has committed his life to. Two things. One, I got a response on postcard reconciliation. Second, which I think is vital, I did a walk around because, you know, it's about the last day. It's going to be above 60 degrees. So I took the 1 mile walk around the neighborhood, which has, you know, it's over 100 feet from bottom to top. So it's troubling. Set a new record. I dropped 18 seconds. So I got to 12:34, 12 minutes, 34 seconds, or 4.77 miles an hour. So I'm on the way to five, and I was really encouraged that I need to drop another 34 seconds. Dropping 18 today was good. I don't make that walk that much, but maybe if I would do it a few more times aggressively, I'll make the 12-minute. You know, 12-minute mile on a flat surface is one thing, but with that hill, oh. But anyway, I have, obviously... Sent the postcards and sent emails to people and so forth, and obviously no one in my family or people I sent the postcards to responded. However, a gentleman in Florida did. Someone I knew here in Cleveland, he moved to Florida, and he and another gentleman watched it and actually inquired on it. Which was fascinating because we discussed the theology, the idea that forgiveness is not simply a flippant thing. I'll forgive you. But true forgiveness requires reconciliation. And I think that is clear. I've had some wonderful dialogues. Well, you know, obviously with Chris, but the idea bounced off a few people. And I mean, the argument from Scripture that I think was given in the video is solid. And the problem, of course, if I show solid information that this is the reconciliation, forgiveness does require reconciliation, and demonstrate that's true, you have to either prove me wrong or ignore me. And obviously, the technique that's been used for years is ignore me. The big factor that weighs so heavy on me is, take the issue with postcard reconciliation. The idea that reconciliation is required for forgiveness. You cannot forgive somebody where the issue isn't reconciled. I will contend it's easily demonstrated. And, but you take that issue, you take, the other lines that I say, you know, the institution's not your friend is kind of light and fluffy, but the more serious ones, marriage begins with sex and ends with death, and the Bible is true, the institutional church is a fraud, you know, because I can defend those from Scripture. If you challenge those, especially if somebody who is employed by the institutional church were to challenge this, it could be costly to them. So either they have to silence me, as MediView has tried, or ignore me, but they cannot address the question because if they do, they're at risk, unless they can prove me wrong from Scripture. Good luck. But there's the other factor that weighs so heavy. Sooner or later, like, for example, a year ago when George sent me the email. And I've responded and responded and responded. What happens when my kids, you know, unless obviously the kids have been convinced that I'm a bad man and ignore this. But especially like the younger kids. What happens if Walter and Zadok grow up to be men? And they find, oh yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I see this information from my dad that was kept from me. what is that going to do to their relationship with my wife, their siblings, the institutional church? Well, obviously, I would encourage them to abandon the institutional church and instead focus on, well, again, I use the Acts 20:20, to proclaim Christ in the public square and house to house. And then, of course, especially in the house to house thing, is one is to go to others. And the other thing is to offer hospitality, to invite people in your own home, not an institution. And, but we got to give. When somebody asks, Matthew 5, you give. It's not, oh, are you qualified? Oh, go to this institution. No, it comes out of your pocket. That's where I live. Because the tithe is theft. And I've demonstrated that. And even in the postcard of reconciliation, I touched briefly on just one verse, but the fact that the elder is simply somebody who's older. That's why the word is elder. It is not a position in the church. Presbyteros means someone who is older. But you don't want to take me off on that, do you? Because it offers a lot of pride and it gives you power to say you're an elder, doesn't it? And then, of course, teaching elder, which that is a slap in the face to Christ, because he says, no man should be called teacher. You have one teacher, Christ himself. If you claim the title of teacher, you're telling what Christ said doesn't matter. Not a good idea for someone who's proclaiming Christ. But you see, you can't address these things, nor can you address the importance of reconciliation. Because if you do, and my kids find out, well, I mean, if you don't, and then my kids find out, and wonder why. This doesn't have to continue. I'm going to continue trying. The postcard reconciliation, I figured I'd do this in two steps. I did the postcards. It was only 5. And then I was going to do a follow-up video specifically addressing the 5 parties. And I might do it as individual and say, here's the evidence before you. Why don't you reconcile with me? It might not reflect well on people. But the purpose is reconciliation. And I'm not going to stop until reconciliation occurs or death comes. And I think you know that to be true. Sorry, I'm getting really long. Consider the walk I did today. Consider the comment made about the way I handled the chair. Gary's wheelchair. Where it takes 2 20-year-old guys, but 1 64-year-old guy to pick it up. It's kind of like, I'm healthy. And, I am now reliably doing 512 jumping jacks daily. It's because, especially in the colder weather, I can do them inside. I'm healthy. So my pressing on, pursuing reconciliation, might be happening for years. It might be continuing, even to the point that Zadok is an adult, our youngest. And maybe I can finally reach him. I'm not going to stop. You know that. I'm not going to stop because I love my family. I'm not going to stop because I love my wife, Dorothy Jane, my lady. I love you.